caution, consuming more than one within a brief time may cause irritation to mouth. Sensitive individuals should not consume this product.
I've never felt better. Enjoying the podcast each week is a true joy. Like a sweet candy. The sweet, sweet candy. Tequila! I don't want to be bothered.
G-Man.
Is there anything for dessert or something?
Oh, Mario.
Hometown Spider-Man.
Yay. I need help with doing a push-up.
This is still going?
Yep.
Mask again.
That's fine. I'd actually like to start today by asking an important question. Where's the bread and pita?
Oh, call that's a good point. Out.
That's a good point. Yeah.
Is there no bread and pita?
No, there's no bread and pita.
Wow.
I forgot that I said
you know
that.
Why? Because you spent so much time making pies for us, I assume, Aiden.
No, but I'll tell you this much. I
all that
will
time
wear,
not bringing
I will,
the mask DVD.
Yeah. I will make bread and pita when you guys both wear a tie on the first episode of the podcast. Don't know. Is
fair,
it something that we all agreed on and then didn't do? I mean, that's
no,
interesting.
I never agreed on it.
So interesting.
I never said I was going to wear a tie.
It's so funny. I sent this thing to Ben and I was like, is this a gotcha moment? Can I use this? Or is this, like, we had a debate whether or not.
Are we starting?
Yeah. This is just a little
what?
Bit of preamble.
You had a debate on what?
A little, about, because I, when you said in podcast, in the, before we did the video podcast, you said, on the video podcast, you said that we said, or that I said,
Jesus, excuse me.
Let me start again. On the video
just
podcast.
Just dump all the pronouns at the start
and then say all the other words. On the video.
He, you, I, they,
I got confused. On the video podcast, you said to me, you said, I don't own a suit, but I have a tie.
Mm. Do you still have it? Just play it.
I don't have it on me. No.
Why? You guys talking?
Is it in the
you guys
with the fucking tape?
Why aren't you guys talking about me behind my back?
No, I'm trying to work out whether or not this would be a good, because I couldn't, it didn't feel like a fully formed bit. And I was like, is this bit good for the podcast?
He's asking me, did it make sense?
And it didn't, because it wasn't quite, it didn't quite work. So I said, because you said that I said, I don't have a suit, but I have a tie.
That's what you said.
And then I, no, it's not. We both went, you said, do you guys have a suit? And we went, yeah. And then you said, I don't have a suit, but I have a jacket.
Right.
And then I was
and
like.
And then did we all say we're going to look nice for the first episode of the podcast?
I thought I did look nice.
Yeah. You must have. You did look nice. I even commented how much I liked your jacket.
There you go. That's right. I wore the Costanza jacket.
That's right. It's a good jacket.
I think it was the lack of you bringing up a tie that made the bit not work. And Ben decided.
You know what was
work.
Funny was that he was like, so is this good gotcha journalism? Will this be a funny bit? And I was like, well, no, it's you getting yourself. And now conveniently he doesn't have the bit.
Is that true?
Wait,
did you say you were going to dress up?
Do you reckon it was me? No, I didn't. We both went, and then you went, I don't have a jacket.
Nah.
I don't have a suit, but I have a jacket. And I was trying to do the.
I'm sure there's somewhere written down somewhere in our tech, in that inbox that you said we would look. You agreed with me to look good.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah.
Did he not look good? What was he wearing? You edited it. You'll remember.
I was just wearing a hoodie. I thought I looked good. I got a haircut.
You looked good in your hoodie, but you didn't look like, you know, first video podcast. You know, let's work on the work.
I was not given a brief. I didn't know what we were working to, so I went like high street wear.
Yeah. Okay? You were Tom Segura.
I did say on the clip that he sent me, you said, I'll wear a suit. Do you guys own a suit? I went, I'll rent one.
Right.
But to be fair, we never finalized it. That was just podcast 4 a.m. really
in the morning
the
as well.
Waffle.
So is this a video one?
The bit that I thought was I was trying to make funny was because when you talk about me, you do an impression like I'm made of clay.
Yeah, but I do an impression like I'm made of clay about everybody.
So you went. You said I don't have a suit, and then I cut to you saying I don't have a suit. And I thought that was funny, but he didn't think.
But
it
apparently
was.
You got yourself, which I'm no, interested
he
to
he didn't
see.
Think it was a bit.
The thing was like you can't. You can kind of tell, but you have to catch yourself. And it's by the time the punchline has happened, you're like, oh, okay, that's what happened. Because it goes from
last week's
audio into this week's audio. And you're like, we'd be hearing it this week. So there's 3 weeks of audio kind of mixed together of us going, have a listen to this. And then we go back and it's 2 weeks ago. And you're going, I don't have a suit, but I'll wear a tie. But I don't, yeah, why should we dress up? And then the next week you're going, you said this. And then him cutting back again. to 2 weeks before. It's real fucking
just real nice and just easy to follow.
Yeah, it's okay. Sequel shit.
I should test more stuff on you so we don't bring crap to the podcast. Speaking of crap to the podcast, let's do a podcast. I got a bunch of crap.
Ooh, GMAT. Yay.
Hello and welcome to episode 173 of the GMAT podcast.
I think I'll make the 60 seconds. This is... I'm dribbling so much. Oh, it doesn't taste good. I'll tell you that, my friend. Oh, fuck it out. I'm swallowing oats and it's very... Fuck it out. I keep swallowing to drinking get some of the saliva out of my mouth. But all right, we made 60 seconds. That's pretty easy. I'm a real toxy head.
Oh, today's episode of the GMAT podcast is brought to you by our merch, which is available at teespring.com/stores/therealGMAT. Go get yourself. This is one of the jumpers. No, it's not. I'm blocking it. It fell down in my back. Point is, there's something there. Thank you.
It's well-oiled machine.
Oh, my God. That intro was brought to you by me. I made that intro. It's got stains all over it as well.
oh, God.
It's come. If you would like to submit an intro, send it to contact@therealGMAT.tv or submit it in the Discord. Send it to me on Facebook. Send it to me in the mail. Send it to my PO box. Do whatever you got to say. Cut the music. Thank you. I had this nice thing in my back that was keeping me all.
Do the stains come with the jumper or are they aftermarket?
They do.
They come pre-stained.
Oh, yeah. Cool. We all put them on. We wear them for a few days.
Factory come.
Yes. Right. Factory come, spit, piss, whatever.
You're going to do introductions, but speaking of factory come, those horrendous. Did you send those videos to Ben as well?
Oh, wait, I'll just. Give me. It's 10 a.m.
Did you send those videos to Ben as well?
3 seconds to just process
one
what's going on.
1 Mississippi, 2 Mississippi, 3 Mississippi.
Yes, did send them to Ben.
Aren't they the most upsetting videos you've ever seen? No. Movies? Do you know what's
I'm
the most?
I'm concerned that I don't remember them.
The video guy that like licks the fleshlight and then fucks it at the fucking tip. He sent it to me at work and he's like, oh no, I wasn't at work. I said, where was I?
Yeah. I did say on the first one, not safe for work,
very yuck. And I was like, oh, does somebody die? Because somebody's going to die here. And he's like, no, it's probably worse. And then I was watching, I was like, what's going to happen? And they just throw this, it's not even in the casing, it's just the
Break it down.
Okay, there's the workers at a tip, yeah. I assume.
Yeah. Landfill. Like garbage as far as the eye can see.
And they're all standing on garbage.
And they're northern, aren't they?
I didn't hear.
He's a Rongin.
Right. One guy pulls out a fleshlight out of the thing and like throws it to this other dude and he catches it and he's all laughing at his mates and he like licks it, which is pretty
he
fucking
He fully
gross.
Like goes like
and then just
it and
gets
shit.
His cock out and shoves it in. And his cock is surprisingly not hard.
Yeah,
right?
he just thumbs it in.
And it's like, oh, look at that. And then I was like, oh, I'm not watching that anymore.
The guy behind the camera's like, oh, he's a wrong in.
That was so gross. And then another one he sent me was the same dudes. They found a dildo, I guess.
Yeah, it looked like a vibrator or a dildo.
And like they threw it at the same guy and he's like.
He fully like pushed it into his throat.
It was so upsetting. So upsetting. And this time last week, I watched a man die in a lathe.
I've been given aid in a real fucking.
And that was.
Trial by fire, huh?
Oh boy. The lathe upset me so much. I walked out of this room and I was like, I can feel it in my heart.
Just white.
That was so upsetting.
Every now and again, we have conversations where we're talking about like, what's the worst thing you saw on the internet when you were a kid? You know, or like you were scrolling through the TV, like, oh, you know, when you're a teenager and you're like, you get that adrenaline rush from seeing something like really fucked up.
Yeah.
And I think about that lathe video like 3 times a week and I bring it up all the time and I said, to Aiden, like for whatever reason, we're talking about something else. You're talking about the video where the lady falls into the escalator, which is also like heavy, but like you don't
pretty
see
bad.
Anything.
You don't see any blood or anything. You just know she's
conceptually
dead.
It's bad.
You just know that she died in really in a poor way, probably worse than lathe man, because she gets crushed. Yeah. Lathe guy like just gets broken in half and is dead.
Yeah,
she's like there for a bit with her whole body just like.
All right. Yeah.
You know what's a cool thing?
Yeah.
Is when you see a new worst thing.
Well, I don't think...
Eventually, you'll probably see something worse than the lathe video.
I don't think I will.
Have you seen it? It took nothing.
I don't think so. I don't think I have.
You have no idea what I've been through. That is the most horrendous, horrendous thing I've ever seen.
For the viewers at home.
I think I was pale when I left the room as well.
It's a phone recording of a screen for
some sort
of security
camera. It doesn't help. You said that to
me
as well, like it was going to be shitty footage. Yeah. It was essentially just the CCTV footage. It didn't make any difference at all.
You see in the distance a gentleman working on a lathe. And
just like trigger warning, by the way, this is really horrendous. Yeah.
Yeah, I
mean, we're interior, just, warehouse, yeah. day.
And he gets caught on the lathe, which pulls him in, and he's there for a little bit trying to fight it. And then the lathe spins the gentleman, and within four or five seconds, he's
just a torso and nothing else.
He's not even the torso. The torso eventually disappears. Like, you know, in Fallout 4, when you get the
like in a video game, if you shoot someone with a shotgun too close, and they just go sort of.
Yeah.
I think that was in the coroner's report.
What's the thing? He said, you know,
akin to Fallout yes, 4 by God. Bethesda.
The gore update. The gore skill you can get where they just become bits.
Yeah, the gore.
That's what he became.
Yeah, it's very upsetting.
It's pretty heavy.
It's very upsetting. And also, by the way, a lathe isn't exactly what I thought. I thought it was like
not what I thought it was
going
either.
Like that, like a roller pin thing situation. I thought it just got flat. But
no, it's a spinner.
He just gets like... That's actually very good. That's so accurate.
That was a pretty good description.
I see it when I close my eyes.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the podcast. My name is Matt. I'm the host of the podcast. I'm joined by post-lathe Aiden Jonathan.
Hi, how are you?
Pre-lathe Benjamin Jay.
We're going to watch the lathe video today.
And our producer on the board, pre-lathe, Becky J.
I'd call myself a never lathe, actually.
Yeah, a never lathe, sorry.
I also thought I was a never lathe, and I'll tell you this much, never do it.
I'm surprised by how easy it was to get Aiden to watch it.
Well, because you've been talking... No, it wasn't, because you've been talking to me about it since you've seen it.
Yeah.
And you and Garbutt were like, you should watch this.
Well, Garbutt's never seen it either.
It's the classic, like, you wouldn't like it. It's full on. It's pretty full on.
Yeah, but like, even before he pressed play, he's like, now, seriously?
This is what I do with this one. I'm like, because I wanted somebody else to, to be.
I'm here with you now.
With in my brain,
Mr. Lost Company. Yeah,
and
yeah,
I couldn't get Garbutt to watch it. I couldn't get Steve to watch it.
You couldn't get Steve to watch. I know, Steve's been a bitch. That Steve can watch that.
Grow up, Steve.
Yeah, grow up. I mean, not be a bitch.
He won't even watch Hereditary.
You just don't like horror movies, Steve. No.
And this is like a horror movie times 10.
He's seen other ones that are similar though.
If you can watch,
he's done the same thing as you. He keeps trying to get me to watch those ones. I don't need that shit in my life now.
I was standing right here and Matt turned
around. I remember
around.
Where I was.
Yeah,
I was
he turned around. Right, he turned around. He's like, now, seriously?
He turned around. Yeah,
like, he like, because I was behind him. I was like, you know, I was in a fighty mood. I was like, ready to go. And he said, just now, seriously, this is not okay. And I was like, do it. Just do it. Do it now. Quick, do it.
Quick.
And then as soon as he did it, I wanted to throw up and do diarrhea and cry and vomit and... It was such a visceral...
You've seen it, so it's still confronting because you'll notice something new, but you're like, huh, man, oh man. What do you reckon, Aiden?
Yeah. You know the reason? Yeah. I asked him very specifically, and I think I asked you on the podcast, or maybe the post show, I said, how long is it before he gets caught before he's dead? Because that's the bit that I didn't love.
When they still have dreams.
When when he's like, oh, I'll see my wife tonight. No, when he's still conscious, when he's attached, and he's like, oh, fuck. Matt was like, oh, a second? Easily 3 or 4 seconds. It was the longest 3 or 4 seconds ever. He was like, ow! It was horrible.
I watched you watch it. I saw the light leave your eyes.
Yeah, no, not fun. Not fun.
There's like a pre-video I like to show where I'm like, just so you're aware what's going to happen. It's a guy who I think he's in like the Philippines or somewhere, and he's working in like, by the way, in like shorts and thongs and a shirt, and he gets his shirt caught in it and it goes whoosh, and it takes his rips his entire shirt off his body, and he's like, huh, like it's he's just shirtless.
Why would he be wearing, I would either be naked or wearing like skin tight clothes.
That's the thing, wearing that shirt and not a safety jacket saved that man's life.
That's right.
And I'm like, now imagine he's wearing a thicker jacket,
and that's what happens,
and now you're ready to watch the lathe video. Heavy stuff.
Have you done a lathe experts react yet on Game Awesome?
Experts react to lathe. Construction workers react to lathe. And they're like, yep, it's about right. All right, let's get into some stuff. First of all.
I forgot elsewhere. About it. You should have ended on
it.
That.
He's, I forgot about
he
it.
He might not be coming back.
On a much more positive note,
yeah.
I'd like to congratulate my brother on the birth of his daughter.
Well done.
I said, I can.
How much did he do?
What?
Like, you know, he only did a bit.
Oh, well, I mean, like, I congratulate the lady that did the thing as well.
Yeah.
But no one just congratulated me on the birth of your brother's daughter.
I'm sorry.
I was there. I was a midwife.
All right, nothing to do with it, but.
Congratulations, Ben, on the birth of Matt's brother's daughter.
Oh, it's
we're all really excited.
Happy and healthy, 10 fingers and 10 toes.
Mum, bub doing well.
Mm-hmm, very exciting. Mm-hmm. I haven't had a baby born in the family for a very long time, so that's very exciting news.
It is, it is.
You can buy them like came well, up. Baby Bjorn.
Baby Bjorn, baby Bjorn.
You say that, but I feel like... Her name's OJ, by the way.
OJ?
Yeah, yeah.
Orange Juice?
That's the one. Yeah.
Really?
Fall James.
Orlando Jordan.
When my first nephew was born.
Yes. The escape artist.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
His name is Houdini.
Harold.
His name is Fart, they called him. When he was born, It was at like 2 o'clock in the morning, and I got a call, and my brother was like, "Oh, it's happening! It's happening!" And I was like, "By the way, like you said, yes, 100%."
But totally, yes, it's very exciting for you.
100% the partner's efforts, but they're my brothers. I know them.
I was just being an idiot.
I understand. So he calls me and said, "Oh, it's happening! It's happening! Happening!" And then I left at like 2 o'clock in the morning, and I remember I had all this like this present to give to the kid. That's like a thing.
The
that
first
we both
time
have.
This is.
Yeah, yeah.
Right,
I was so excited to get a nephew, and this time around, my brother called me when it happened, and I didn't return his call for 3 days. And I got back to him, I was like, "Hey, what's going on?" He's like, "Oh," and it's his first kid.
Yeah.
He was like, "Oh, you know, a baby one." I was like, "Oh, awesome!" You know, and I spoke about it, but I like when he called me, I knew what it was, and I was like, "Ah, that's not. We can deal with that later."
You asshole!
I know.
Fuck!
I go back to him. I
go back to him. He's not going anywhere.
Exactly. That's what
I was thinking. Doesn't matter.
And from one day one to day three,
if you know, I'm calling you to announce the birth of my child, and you fucking like screen my call.
That's different.
I will be so mad.
That's different. That's a friend's baby. This is just like that's my nephew. Yeah, I've already got one niece and a nephew. This is another one.
It's not helping.
Add it to the pile.
You're in a bad. You're going to hell.
I hope so.
You've got that's not nice.
I hope so.
But like, you've got a present for the baby?
No. But they live in Queensland, so it's like it's not.
Oh, right. That makes sense.
Yeah. And I'll see them.
Welcome to enter the competition for the next diary, though.
They're getting a signed copy of The Mask.
One free entry.
Yes. Yeah. I'm hoping to.
OJ.
Yeah. OJ. Yeah. It's not OJ.
Right. I like OJ.
It's not OJ.
OJ.
J-O.
OJ GMAT.
Joe. No, I won't say the baby's name on the podcast, man.
Frederica.
That's the one.
I thought as much.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
How's everyone feeling?
About the birth
today?
Of your thing?
No, just the moods today. Who cares about the birth?
I mean, I was fine, and then I was down, and now I'm slowly coming back.
You're coming back?
Yeah, yeah.
Just get it out of your head.
Well, it's been in there for 2 weeks now. It's all right. I'm all right. We're going fine.
Good.
Retail's
keep
back.
Coming along.
So I'm working a lot.
Yeah, we're back on the... Everyone's out in the streets and doing their thing.
Yeah. I'm getting, lovely customer. I'm actually having more fun at work than I thought. I've sort of lost my throat a bit. I don't know where it is.
Oh, your voice.
Sorry.
What a weird way to phrase that.
I didn't mean to say throat.
I was so confused then.
I've lost my throat, and that's because I've been talking much more than I usually... I didn't realize I talk so much, and obviously I talk a lot here because... but I hadn't been during lockdown. Really, I was talking on the podcast and talking when I played D&D, but that was it. That's like twice a week. That's all I was doing.
Did you walk around the house in silence?
No, but like I was in silence for large stretches of time, especially if I was at uni. Like I wasn't asking questions because it was online, or I was just doing my assignment silently. So there's a lot of thoughts and things. I was an active brain, but not very active talker. So after my very first shift with customers, I totally lost my voice. Which is crazy.
Yeah, it's a tool that gets weak and...
Yeah, I just forgot.
I reckon that's why your voice is so malleable and strong. Like, you don't, you can do a lot of stuff.
Me?
You can do a lot of, like, a lot of noises, a lot of yelling, yes. A lot of stuff, and you don't lose your voice. And
that's right.
I think it's got something to do with how much you talk.
Yeah, I just use it all the time.
I was thinking the other day, disagree with me if you want to. Well, my mic feels like I'm distant. I think Aiden would be a really good late night host.
Yeah, I would. I'll agree with you.
I was thinking.
Jimmy's out there. I'll take over now.
Not a James Corden, but like.
God, thank you.
You know.
That guy sucks.
It's just the. Yes! And how is that? You know? You can keep a conversation going. And when someone says, and filming was really good and it's getting a bit boring, you go. That's very great.
Can you do an actual impersonation of my laugh?
Oh. No, I need
Ben did a good impersonation of me last week. me on an escalator. Do you know what's funny? After that, I went to a shopping center and I was mad at everyone on an escalator. You guys have changed me.
That was a post-show thing. And I thought about that again with the escalator where you were like, Aiden has the ability to be both the enemy and the hero.
Yeah,
of your own story, of any circumstance. I was like, I feel like your brain is this untapped machine that we need to dive into more.
Two opposing forces, and whichever one he is at that time is the right one. But next week he'll be the other one.
I'm the other one on the escalator thing now. But only because you opened my mind. Because at work I said very clearly, I'm not ever in a rush on an escalator, which is such a stupidly broad statement. I've never been in a rush on an escalator, and you guys can go fuck yourselves. But yesterday I was in a rush on an escalator and I sort of stopped for a second. I was like, damn it. They were right. I needed to get sushi and I needed to get it quickly.
Your brain and your perspective is just untapped content. I feel like we need to come with like questions to ask.
Come with questions to ask.
To be like, how do you feel about this? Like, what's your perspective of this?
Yeah, saying I'm the Carl Pilkington of this podcast?
Almost.
Okay. Not as nearly as funny.
No, but it's a whole different type of Carl Pilkington.
I feel like it's all in the phrasing.
Yeah.
Because like the escalator thing, you'd be like, okay, you're in a rush, you're heading to an escalator, you're going up and someone's standing in the middle and you've got sushi. Like, what should happen here? Like, well, that person needs to get out of my way.
100%. Get the
fuck
out of the way.
You describe it the other way of like, you're standing, it depends where he is again. Like, if you're the one standing on there, you've been on the escalator first, some person comes up behind you, wants to move through your space on the escalator.
Yeah.
They're rushing around with sushi,
100%.
Throwing raw fish around and they want to go right through your space and you're very comfortable the way you're staying. Well, then they'll just have to wait. If they wanted to come up, they should have got there sooner.
That's very good. I feel like I'm going to make a note of just bringing situations.
Do you know that you can ask the sushi people to cut your... How dare you? To cut the sushi? Didn't know this
the
about
roll,
sushi.
The sushi.
Yeah. Because I like to eat sushi.
Are you talking about that like at like the supermarket?
Or at sushi.
Not the ones in your house.
The sushi hub.
What?
I was imagining you had like sushi chefs. Chefs.
No, I have sushi chefs, but they'll do whatever I like. They're more sashimi.
You can ask them anything.
Yeah, that's right.
Don't worry about cutting.
Go stand on that escalator.
Get out of my way. No. I just thought the other day I wanted to eat sushi with chopsticks and I was like,
move. Sorry. Sorry. Get going.
And I asked them to cut the rolls and they did and it was crazy. And she didn't look at me like, ugh.
Oh, you mean like into little...
Yeah.
Oh,
she was like, oh, yes, of course.
Which way, long ways?
By all means.
Yeah, I got to cut it into four long logs.
Cool. I'm going to get them to do it next time. You can really just ask them to cut it up for you and they won't bat an eyelid.
Zigzags, please.
Yeah.
I'll ask you something, Maiden.
Yeah.
You might have an... Well, I'll ask everybody because it's a question I wanted to ask everybody.
Okay.
Something that Beck and I were talking about the other day.
Okay.
If you had the ability, would you want this ability?
Yep.
You never need to sleep.
Oh.
Now, there's some parameters.
Like the guy from Die Another Day.
I don't know.
James Bond villain.
His face, that guy.
Yeah. And he puts that mask on. He just sort of like rejuvenates.
But not even that. Like you don't need any...
Like a vampire?
Kind of. You don't need to sleep. But when you lay down, you feel relaxed. Like you can like relax. Oh, you can lay, but you don't get sleepy. You don't get tired.
You don't get tired. You're not like exhausted.
You can get like physically exhausted and lay down and I guess like just, you know, you can get sore, but your body just builds up naturally like
okay,
as if you slept. You know, over time, you'll feel better. But you don't get sleepy. Would you want that ability? Lose sleep forever?
I'm very confused by it.
Okay.
Because if I can get tired...
You can't get tired.
No. If I can get physically exhausted, I want to be able to just go, okay, and then wake up tomorrow morning not feeling terrible. But if I have to just lay there feeling exhausted, being like, oh, in 2 hours, I'm going to feel good.
No. It's kind of like if you've had a long day of doing stuff, your body's a bit exhausted. But over the evening, let's say from night till morning, your body will regenerate. Even if you're just walking around and doing stuff, your body will feel better. Let's go with that. So you do get, you know, tired. If you went for a workout, you're sore. But, you know, by the morning, you'll feel better. But you can sort of do whatever. You don't have to sleep.
I don't think so. Because everybody else sleeps.
100%.
It's kind of like skipping school when there's nothing to do at home if no one's there. You know what I mean? Like if I'm skipping school and you're still at school, I'm not having
you wouldn't find stuff to do?
I could find stuff to do, but why would I?
I went to same with you. Did you say you'd 100% take it?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I would too.
Without, I've thought about it before. I just want it so bad.
Really?
Yeah.
What would you do?
I love sleep, but I would love just more hours in the day to just like, I don't know, watch a movie, play a game, just have that weird 8 hours.
All of us just didn't sleep, if like we didn't sleep.
No,
just the four of us in this room, like stumbled on a meteorite and then it made us not have to sleep anymore. Then sure, because then we're like, hey guys, we don't sleep, so we'll all work until X amount and then we can hang out.
If that's the case, then I'm taking the sleep.
Yeah, right. I knew you were going to say
it's
that.
It's the four of us. Because the thing is, you're completely on your own. You can just get your own shit done. And no one's like, hey, have you got that blah, blah? Can you send that across?
But sometimes you run out of time. Imagine if you had, if it was like, you do your day, you do whatever you want.
You would end up working for 24 hours a day. All the time.
You don't need sleep.
Yeah, but like what, you need to do other things with other people.
But you would do other things.
But you would have so much more time to do those things. You could be like, just imagine you get 8 hours of Aiden time. Like whatever you do during the day, it's whatever. And then you have the 8 hours where everyone else in the world is not in your way, not a problem. They're all in their home sleep. And it's like, here's Aiden time.
I have enough Aiden time. I'm not a problem. There's no problem there.
Okay.
There's no problem.
Hey.
Also, I enjoy my time with other people far more than I do sitting by myself.
This might be like a real introvert extrovert thing as well.
I'm extrovert. I'm an extrovert.
Like you get out there talking to people is how you recharge, you get your energy. You're like, I'm in the world. I'm doing it.
Yeah. I went out on Tuesday and somebody bailed and said, I've reached my social quota for the week. Mm. And I genuinely don't understand that. I was saying, I was like, I appreciate that that's what he is experiencing and believes, but I don't understand it. I don't understand how I can just all of a sudden be like, do you know what? I can't deal.
Mm.
And people are like, oh yeah, I get that. I was like, no.
Yeah, I get that.
100%. I could be exhausted. I could come. I would happily come. And I did once.
Someone
I
get that soundbite.
Come after Boxing Day. I came here, I think. I was working like all day for like 11 hours or something stupid. And I came here and I was like, hi, what's up? Let's like not do that anymore. Like, hi. And other people want to go home and just sit in exhaustion? No, thank you.
Yeah, I'm 100% with that. I wanna.
Also, I will forego sleep and do on a regular basis to either have more Aiden time or more time with my friends.
I'll forego sleep.
Forego sleep.
Yeah, I thought you said I will go sleep.
No, forego sleep.
And I was like, oh man, I had to do a lot of maths on that. Yeah.
Yeah.
No. I don't need sleep. I sleep when I'm dead.
No,
it should be much sooner if you don't sleep.
Beck, would you take a sleeper or to leave a sleeper?
Oh, it's tough because I do love a sleep, but I also think I would be like a superhuman if I didn't have to.
It would be, Beck said, it would be like a superpower. Is that what you said? Which I was like, that's spot on. It would be like a fucking...
Well, you've got double the time of everyone else. So yeah.
You'd be like a vampire.
You would get so much more done. You are right.
It's unbelievable.
Here's the question though. Do you love sleep or do you love waking up? Do you know what I mean?
Definitely not.
No, like waking up, not like you need to wake up at 8, but if you just sleep and let yourself naturally wake up, the waking up, if you've had if you're resting, you're cozy, you're like, oh, that's it. Because you don't really remember, you're not there when you're sleeping, you're unconscious and drifting off with whoever. But you like wake up, that's the bit, and you're like, oh, I kind of like sleep for the stretch.
I love the going to sleep. After like being you lay down, you're like, oh yes, this pillow feels like a fucking dream. Like that's the bit I like.
You like the post and the pre and the post.
Yeah, but that's all encompassing within the sleep.
That's true. But the actual sleep.
But I could get rid of that to just fucking, you know.
If you I still might get take the like maybe you need 1 hour of sleep because then you get the laying down that's and the waking cool. up.
Little if you hour need of 8 hours sleep over the week. That's good because you can sleep one night and you can. There you go, one night.
Yeah, or one hour every night and then an extra hour on one other. Or 1 hour and 10, 12 minutes or something.
See, now you're tweaking the rules. 1 hour 13? You know?
1 hour 13? Will that do it?
I don't know.
15 probably. No, that doesn't make sense.
I was going to do the maths, but I don't know enough maths to even know what to put in.
Well, 60 divided by 7 would be the maths.
Yes, very good. Thank you.
10, 15.
So it'll be 12.
You guys want to do an ad read?
Yeah.
Now, don't look at it.
No, just I want to do some live.
Don't look at it just yet. Don't flip the pages.
Is there anything on the back of it?
I don't believe so.
Okay. No. This is what I see before me. Untitled screenplay.
By
your name here.
My name here. Yeah.
Matt, I think Matt has prepared these.
Now, there's been Ben had this ad read that he's been working on, but you've been a little nervous to bring it to the table.
There's more preparation.
I finally got some guidance, and I'm going to do my homework, and we'll see the ad read next week.
Yeah. So I thought
I'm so nervous now. It's going to be like a real performance. All right, I'm in it.
I thought in the meantime I would have a crack at writing one. Now, by no stretch of the imagination, am I a great writer?
Yes, you are.
You know what I mean?
You know what I found the other day? I found our fucking third year performance script in a coat of mine.
Which one?
Why don't waves keep going? I found it.
Let's talk about the library. We'll do that one next.
Yeah. I mean, that one I wrote in, 10 minutes.
So it was good.
It's like I wrote this song in five minutes.
It was a load of wank, but it was really effective.
Yeah, it was a real good load of wank.
But keep in mind, we wrote it with the perspective of this is going to be a load of wank because we wanted the points.
You did exactly what you set out to do.
And we won.
I'm not bitter.
I was angling it at the person who was marking it.
Are they double-sided? No.
No.
Did I ever see that one?
We wouldn't have
made sure you came.
Okay, ouch.
I think you did come.
Because you would have been like, that's wanky. I'm like, I know, I had to write it so that I got the marks I wanted.
We started with our underpants. Relax.
Oh, yeah. I remember this
one. Yeah, you remember the show where everybody was in their underwear?
Just glad wrap?
Yes.
Yeah.
Terrible.
Brought to you by Cling Film.
Now, I need everybody to fully commit to the words that are on this page.
Uh-huh.
I need you to put your guts in it. Really encompass Aiden, encompass Ben.
Am I playing Aiden as Aiden?
You're playing like a heightened version of Aiden.
That's Aiden.
It's an ad read. Who am I playing?
All right.
You're playing a heightened version of Ben.
Heightened version of Ben.
Is everybody ready?
Stretch Ben.
Heightened in what way quickly?
Yeah.
What?
You're the director and the writer.
Because I feel like a heightened version of me is just going to be Aiden.
Yeah, well, do Aiden then.
That's right. Now I'm going to be higher than me.
That's a good idea. Play Aiden.
Oh, that seems not a bad.
You play James Corden.
Fuck off. James Corden's not just me, but bigger. That's horrendously offensive.
Well, I mean, he's, you know.
I'm going to do Graham Norton.
I'm not saying that's you. I'm just saying here's a place to go.
Okay, I'll go where I.
I think you just go where it feels.
I feel like you've written it well enough that I'll see it.
Exactly, I'm a great writer, you know.
Okay,
is everybody ready?
Yes.
Page one. Let's go.
Oh, are you doing stage directions?
Oh, okay. Oh, I should have given Beck one. It doesn't matter. It's interior podcast studio.
What a fun podcast we're having so far. Right, guys?
You bet you 80, my friend.
I concur passionately.
I was thinking to myself today that if I was a viewer of this podcast, I'd love to support it somehow.
That's so funny. I was thinking the same thing.
I was thinking also the same things that both of you guys were also thinking, but better than you because you guys are both silly fuckheads.
Ben!
Just kidding, fellas. So what are we going to do about this dang-fangled supporting debacle?
Well, we could tell the audience about the Patreon.
That's a good idea, but we don't want to leave a sour taste in the viewers' mouths now, do we, boys?
Ben is right. If only we could tell them about it with a sour taste in our mouths.
I don't get it.
Well, that way the sour taste we leave in their mouths would seem minuscule by comparison.
Now that's thinking with your fisting brain.
If only we had the world's most sour lollies. That way we could definitely do a great Patreon plug.
Oh well, I guess we'll just...
Wait, guys! Guess what?
What?
I do have the world's most sour lollies.
Yay!
Why don't we?
Really don't?
Why don't we all take one?
Oh,
here you go, Ben.
The boys take their lollies and unwrap them.
All right, I'm unwrapping my lolly.
All right. Oh God, how do you unwrap this?
You just take it.
Oh Jesus, I'm gonna.
Here, I'll go first and get it started. That tastes kind of sour, but mainly delicious.
Oh, sorry.
Hi, viewers. Take a look at my smile. Do you know why I'm smiling? Well, it's because I've never felt better. This is incredibly sour. Oh! God. Doing the podcast each week is a true joy.
Caution, consuming more than one within a brief time may cause irritation to mouth. Sensitive individuals should not consume this product.
Jesus, I've never felt better. Enjoying the podcast each week is a true joy. Like a sweet candy. The sweet, sweet candy.
Ben, it's your line.
Oh my God,
Bottom of page two, Ben.
Oh my God.
Aiden, that's right, Aiden, my boy.
Ben eats his lolly.
But you can't enjoy the great content like this without supporting the creators who make it happen. Running a video podcast costs time and resources that are in limited supply, especially in this climate.
I couldn't have said it better myself, Ben.
Just don't try and inhale your spit.
We try our best each and every week to provide you guys, the audience, with the best content we can. But we don't want to stop here. We want to keep growing and I swallowed it.
Oh, yeah, right?
We want to keep growing, expanding, and getting better. And that takes support.
The best way to support us is to head over to patreon.com/thegmadpodcast. Pick your amount and support us with a monthly contribution. Get access to a private Discord as well, and the podcast post show, a shorter episode recorded directly after the regular podcast where we discuss everything that we didn't have time to discuss.
That's patreon.com/realthegmatpodcast. Let's turn the GMAT podcast into an AMAT podcast.
Great work, guys. Now all that's left to do is to finish these delicious lollies.
Yay!
The end. Oh, it tastes so bad.
That was exceptional.
Yeah, I'm going to spread it in here.
Really? Mine's fine, y'all. It was delicious. The sour bit was pretty bad.
Yeah.
I didn't mind it.
That's not the world's sourest lolly, right?
It says that in the packet, but I feel like that's saying like the world's best burger at a restaurant. Right. You know?
I wonder what is the most sour. We do often do the hottest thing, but god damn, that was sour.
Oh, fuck. Fuck.
Woo, boy.
All right.
Oh, that was really funny.
Great work, guys.
That was really funny. Good work. I cried with laughter. That was inspired reading.
Thank you so much. Really good.
Mm. I feel like you really nailed down Ben.
It was just off the cuff stuff, but I felt like I kind of knew where the character was headed.
Yeah. You understood him, for sure.
Next week when we do it, I reckon it'll be better. It'll be better.
This?
Yeah, we did the same one, eat a lolly. No.
Oh, good. So no. Ben's written next week's. Does that mean I have to have a crack at the week after?
Seems right.
That's a good idea. That's a good idea.
I'll write us a script.
One of us read it.
I'll write us a script.
I was telling Bruce about the because obviously the episode hasn't come out yet. The first video podcast where we talked about the fat socks thing, where I said I got so fat. And I said something, and I was like, I'm going to write that down to tell you guys. And I quoted myself. I said, you know you're fat when you fall over and it's a day ruiner.
Oh no! Did that happen?
You don't get that?
I've never fallen over and it's like ugh.
It's like you fall over and you're like. You graze your knees and you get up and you're like, oh, fucking hurt my back. And now my knees all fucking sore because of all the weight that went into my fucking when I fell over. And then the whole day you're like, I'm sore. And it's like, what happened? It's like, I kind of slipped over when I walked out the door a little bit. And it's fucked my ankle and my knee and my hip and my back. And my tit is all rashed underneath it because it rubbed a lot. Not that bad, but you know what I mean? It really fucking ruins your day.
I've never experienced that.
Well, I was a big fat cunt, so, you know. It did. Yeah.
That's I've done the can you get me that toaster? I'm like, no. No, I'm not getting it. It's too low.
Who? What? Oh, I get to work. You're at work.
At work.
I was like, your mum's like, can you get me that toaster? And you're like, pull it out.
Take
of the wall.
Bread to it, mum.
No, it's like, or if I bend over, it's with a wide stance.
Yeah.
You know, like to make room for your guts.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, not more. I can bend closed legged now.
Like when a power lifter picks up the sphere, the rock sphere.
Sphere.
You know, you have to get their legs around it. Yeah. Well, what is it? What's it called?
Earth.
No, you know, there's that sphere of
yeah, like a weight.
Yeah, yeah.
Stone.
Stone.
Do you know
the
Earth isn't a sphere? It's an oblate spheroid.
I didn't know that.
Mm.
I don't know what
it's
that
more
is.
Like a tomato.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's got a bit of a dip.
No, it's kind of like stem.
Did I ever tell you guys about when I jumped across that ditch and I hit the fence and fucking... That wasn't because I was fat. That was just a bad... I mean, I was fat, but...
it was incidental. The fatness was not a contributing factor.
Underlying condition.
I was coming home from school. I want to say I was on like in year 12. And like in our town, the school's on the opposite side of town as my house, pretty much. Like Maroubna, I'm on one side, the school's on the other side. But it's not a long walk, it's like a few kilometers. But to get to my house, I can either go down like the main street and go through the town and then go around, I guess, sort of like a hard 90 degrees down to my house. Or I can go from the school to the house through all these back paddocks. Paddocks and paddocks and paddocks is like, it's, and I was like, I've never gone that way. All I have to do is like jump a fence, jump, I'll probably jump like 50 fences because it's just paddock, 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 paddock. And I was like, I'm going to do that just for like, just to make this walk interesting. I'm going, you okay?
I'm sorry, I'm trying to listen. And I just, I had a bit of lolly in my mouth and I started laughing again. I'm so sorry.
So I'm like, I'm going to take the back way to make this an interesting walk.
Yeah.
Because I get bored walking.
Of course.
And I was jumping fences and then there was like a ditch. There was only like, I don't know, maybe 2 meters across. So I could jump the ditch. It was far enough that I knew if it were the run up, I could jump over the ditch.
Mm-hmm.
But down the bottom of the ditch was all this growth, and obviously it never gets cut or anything, so it's grown up above land and then a like bit
from,
higher
from the water or the
from oh, the bottom ditch. Of the yeah, ditch yeah, yeah, so understand. So yeah, it's grown up past where my feet are, so it's sort of like a layer of grass, and I don't know if I jump across it I'll like go through the grass a little
and
bit.
And you can tell that it's a ditch.
Yeah I can tell, right. It's gone down deep.
Okay, good.
Yeah. And I'm like, I'll jump through the grass to the other side. And like maybe my shins will go through the grass and cut the top of the grass.
Fine.
But it's quite thick and I didn't realize there was a fence in it. So the grass has grown, it's like a ditch. And so in the bottom of the ditch is a fence that comes up.
Why?
I have no idea. I didn't know what it was for or the reason for it.
Stop jumping it.
Yeah. Or I guess it's maybe like, like it is like a break point to like stop animals getting into the next bit. But like if they want to go in the ditch and get... you know, try and just, go down the ditch and up. There's a fence in the bottom of the ditch.
Right.
But it grows up higher than where my ground, my feet are.
Yeah.
But I couldn't tell. And I jumped through it. And then obviously my feet just hit the fence and I went, fell down into the ditch. And it was a barbed wire fence as well.
Oh, fuck. So
I fucked up my shins and everything. But you know, I didn't cry or carry on. I was like, that fucking hurt, but I need to go.
Of course it did.
And so then I skewed off the paddocks and I was like, well, time to get back to the main road.
Yeah.
And I was limping down the main road with just blood coming down my legs. Not like I never needed stitches or anything, but the cuts were like bleeding.
There's a few cuts
down bleeding. My shins. Yeah. Yeah. And fuck nobody hell. Stopped to pick me up either. Nobody saw me.
Oh, there's a bleeding fat
probably
child.
Good.
Yeah. You don't want anyone to pick you up.
A bleeding fat child. Oh, look, a bleeding fat kid.
Well, you know, that was a funny phrase.
It is a good one. It is a good one.
So, have I ever mentioned on the podcast that...
By the way, mum didn't... Like, when I got home, nothing.
No kid.
No, I got home and they were...
Well,
just
you
like,
didn't cry. Why would you
that's
care?
That's true. I walked in with bloody shins. They're like, it was interesting. Bad walk.
You know? Did you say, I tried to jump over...
Yeah, I told them exactly what happened. They're like... All right.
It's your turn to...
Back to the Price is Right or 20 to 1 or whatever the fuck they're watching.
21 Bert Newton.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Deal or No Deal was the one I was thinking of. I didn't mean to bring up Bert Newton. I apologize.
You knew it was going to be a soft topic.
Yeah. Oh, no, I didn't mean.
I once sat next to him at the Lion King.
They're either watching 20 to 1 or Princess Diana's. Oh, no, not even.
Oh, Jesus Christ, man.
Sorry, I didn't mean to bring it up again.
I sat next to Bert Newton on the Lion King opening night, Melbourne, 2015. Wow. And I said, wow. He said, isn't it a good show? And I said, yes, it is, Bert Newton. I didn't say his full name. I said, yes, it is. So I didn't want to say Bert Newton.
Right.
And you know, he went to the toilet and Patty and I shared a kiss.
You know,
we looked at each other
and went, and only 6 short years later, she killed him.
For me.
For you.
And I'm just not about Patty
any
anymore.
Minute.
I'm not about her anymore.
You know the scene?
Aiden Newton will be his ascension to weird old man roles in Australian musical theatre will be complete.
I have a question, Aiden. Did the toupee hold up to scrutiny close up?
I mean, it wasn't awesome, but he definitely had hair.
But when you spoke to him, were you thinking, toupee, toupee, toupee?
No,
toupee.
I was thinking, oh my God, it's Bert Newton.
Yeah.
I don't know why I was so starstruck by Bert Newton.
It's interesting, you see a person that's on telly all the time.
It's like, holy
shit. They're in the room with you. I get it.
Yeah, and he was right next to me, all rubbing shoulders.
You know the scene where Scar throws Mufasa and he falls down and he gets...
Spoiler alert.
Sorry. So yeah. Spoiler alert, Mufasa gets murdered by Scar and then trampled.
His brother.
At Bert Newton actually leant into Aiden and said, this is my favorite bit. And that was... I thought that was...
That is strange. A frightening bit.
It was weird. I sat next to him at
at Village Cinemas when we were seeing Stand By Me.
Oh, yeah?
And they're poking the body with the stick. And like, this is my favorite bit.
That's so weird. Mm. He took me to his private viewing parlor at his house and we watched Scarface.
Mm.
And you know when they got about to chainsaw the guy in the bathtub?
Yeah.
He learned to me and he said, that's my
while I was at we were watching Stand By Me at Village.
Yeah.
Got his phone up. He's like, have you seen this lathe video? And I hadn't. And I wish I had.
And
he was like, Bert, stop showing everyone the bloody lathe.
Honestly, Bert.
Rest in peace.
I saw him at an underground screening of a Serbian film. I was like, Bert.
Yeah, this is my favorite bit. Yeah. So rest in peace, Bert Newton.
Rest in peace, Bert. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
I was going
to
say something, but I've thought better of it. Well, maybe I haven't. Maybe I have. I've spoken openly, I think, on this podcast, or at least I've spoken openly in the real world.
Everybody hold on.
Yeah, that I have a cock ring. Have I said this on the podcast before?
I don't think so. I didn't even know you had a cock ring.
I wasn't ready.
You weren't ready?
I wasn't ready for that.
Huh?
Where do you keep it?
On his cock.
Well, I bought one. Because a friend of mine told me that they were good. And I was like, well, I guess, right? It's like $10. I bought one.
Oh, not a piercing, like the thing that you just like.
Like whoop. A thing that you like slide
yeah,
over everything?
Yeah,
right? Yeah. It's full on. But it's great. And
well, it wouldn't work if it was half on.
That's true. But the other day, I went and met someone.
Fucking hell.
I went and met somebody and brought it. Funnily enough, they asked if I had one. And I said, yeah, I do. And they're like, great, bring that. I was like, okay. Supposed to make everything just a bit, you know.
Stiffer?
Bigger, thicker. You know, like there's just like, the blood gets there and then just like is stuck there.
Good old blood. Nice old blood in the cock. That's what you want.
I don't even like putting a regular ring on.
Also makes you cum harder, I believe.
I just kind of, I don't want to get stuck and be like.
It won't. And it's metal as well, which is like if anything goes wrong, you're getting a fucking angle grinder next to my nuts. Anyway. Oh, Beck's got a question.
Sorry, my thingy stopped working.
Has it?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
You can say cock ring, Beck. We don't mind.
It slipped off.
Try it now. Hard cut. Cock ring.
Well, now it's weird.
No.
So the guy said, bring the cock ring.
So I brought it. Anyway, I got home and then that night afterwards and I thought I'd put it back in my drawer.
Yeah.
But the next morning I realized that it was just sitting next to my bed, like on the floor. Right, on the other side. So you couldn't see it if you just walked into my room. It was like just under the bed. I was like, whatever, I'll deal with that tomorrow. And the problem is I did my sheets on my bed. I was doing a wash of my sheets. And because I was driving my sister to the airport this morning, while I was at work, her and my mother made my bed as hey, you're getting up super early tomorrow. We'll do something nice for you, right? When I got home, oh, I might mention as well, there was a small bottle of poppers next to it. Because I'm a...
Very no mistaking it now.
No, right?
And when they were inside that, like the cock ring, and then you ate and sprinkled a few in there.
Right. No, when I was inside, when I got home, I was like, oh, fuck, I gotta go do my sheets. And they're like, don't worry, we did it for you. And they're all like happy. And I was like, oh no. I ran upstairs and the poppers were under my bed. So I think maybe my sister just kicked them under my bed. Thank God.
Good sister.
But the cock ring,
she's a real
which
one.
Looks nothing like anything else. It's just like a silver
tiny
ring.
Tiny bangle.
It's just like a silver ring. It's way too small to be on my hand. But I guess that big. I don't know.
Wouldn't it be like a something like, oh, that's come off Aiden's curtain rod.
Like it would look like that. And it was just placed very neatly on my bedside table. I was like, oh, Jesus Christ.
Covered in cum, but you know. Sorry.
Yuck. But it probably would have been at one
stage.
But
it was weird because it wasn't when he put it there.
But I thought it was like, I was like, oh, I need to get out of here. I need to get out of here quickly. I need to get out of here so quickly.
I give you full permission next time. If that ever happens again, you can just say, oh, that's a present for Matt's new niece. It's a bracelet.
Matt's new niece, OJ.
OJ, I got her a bracelet.
If that the cock ring fits.
Oh, Jesus Christ, it's so boo. Full on. It was so full on. So I'll bring bread, pita, and a cock ring next
Thank
week.
Thank you.
Yes,
I'm looking forward to it.
We all have to eat one of those.
That's the podcast name, right? Bread, pita, and a cock ring.
That's a great name.
Great work. Hey, it's GMAT here. And don't forget, if you enjoyed that episode of the GMAT podcast and you want to hear more, We also have the podcast post show over at patreon.com/thegmatpodcast. The post show is a shorter episode recorded directly after the main podcast where we wrap things up and talk about anything we didn't have time to talk about. $3 a month and cancel anytime. We are a community supported podcast, so your support over there funds the show and makes it easier for us to keep doing what we love. If you want to support us, head over to patreon.com/thegmatpodcast.